Kamala Harris isn't doing anything to stop the border crisis, so Greg Abbott's sending more illegal aliens to her official residence in Washington. It's Tuesday, May 16th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for kicking off your day with the Texas Minute. With conservative priorities dying in the Texas House, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick starting to fight back, announcing yesterday that lobby-driven legislation pushed by a Plano Republican is dead. More on that coming up, but first. Another Texas teacher has been arrested for sex crimes against a student. David Hallowen has been a high school teacher at the Texans Can Academies in Austin. The 27-year-old is accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old female student. He's been charged with a sexual assault of a child and having an improper relationship between educator and student, both of which are second-degree felonies punishable by between 2 and 20 years in prison. In reporting on the allegations against Hallowen, school officials told police the man had allegedly been sending the victim daily nude images of himself since January. The victim told police she and Hallowen had sexual interactions at least twice, both times on school premises. Despite taking up hours of debate in the Texas House last week, legislation to expand gambling is officially dead on arrival in the Senate. As part of a lobby-driven effort from out-of-state corporations to expand gambling in Texas, Republican State Representative Jeff Leach of Plano wanted to allow online sports betting in the Lone Star State. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said the measure doesn't have support from Republican senators and therefore won't see the light of day. The comments come as part of Patrick's increasingly public frustration with the House. He's been calling out their slow pace in addressing conservative priorities while instead pushing items favored by lobbyists. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is challenging a new border policy put forward by the Biden administration that's allowing thousands of illegal aliens into the country. The new Biden policy was implemented late last week and allows illegal aliens to be released into the country through the means of a humanitarian parole if U.S. Customs and Border Protection faces overcrowding in the detention system. Rather than giving court dates to the illegal aliens, the new policy allows them to provide mailing addresses and a promise to appear at an ICE facility within 60 days to then ask for a court date. Paxton says the new policy is a deliberate attempt to destroy American border security. Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi are among the states that have joined Paxton's lawsuit. They argue the policy is unlawful because it wasn't adopted in accordance with the Administrative Procedure Act. The suit also argues that states like Texas will be required to spend additional funds on law enforcement, education, and health care for illegal aliens, costing state taxpayers tens of millions of dollars each year. The Biden plan was rushed out as the Trump-era Title 42 border protections were allowed to expire. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
As noted before the break, Texas officials see the Biden administration as being complicit in promoting border policies that have made Texas less secure. As a result, Governor Greg Abbott's resumed his policy of busing illegal aliens out of state and specifically sending them to Vice President Kamala Harris's front door. Dozens of illegal aliens were bused from Texas late last week to Washington, D.C., and were let out just steps from Harris's official residence. Now, you might remember that back in March of 2021, President Joe Biden appointed Harris as his administration's border czar and tasked her with finding ways to alleviate the border crisis. Abbott says that Harris has failed in her assignment. According to the governor's office, Texas taxpayers have bused more than 17,000 illegal aliens from the Lone Star State to self-described sanctuary cities for illegals. More than 9,000 of them have been sent to Washington, D.C. Predictably, the left-wing politicians are screaming foul over having to bear the burden of just a tiny fraction of the illegal aliens burdening Texas. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Katie Marshall, Emily Wilkerson, Brandon Waltons, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced in the 1836 studios today by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.